I just want to say thank you again. I've gotten some notes, even from some listeners of this show, because you were nice enough to post it on Facebook on my 30th anniversary in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we could have made a bigger deal out of this. And we might do, there's been some talk of doing a little concert.
Oh, well, that would be cool.
That will kind of serve as an anniversary, you know, a group that started 30 years ago like I did in this business.
Oh, that's fine.
We haven't locked that up just yet, but there's some talk with our friends over at the Basie of putting something together. Because we were over there the other night for that Somebody Feed Phil thing.
Yes.
With Phil Rosenthal. He has liked, this is a different topic, but I did that show the other night. Well, you were there as well. And I took pictures with him.
Yeah.
And I posted the pictures and I tagged him in it because He's got a Twitter and an Instagram.
Yes.
And he liked the pictures, commented on people saying, oh my God, you met Phil. I love Phil. Because it's funny, you use that hashtag, Somebody Eat Phil and Somebody Feed Phil. And all these people start going, that's a great show. And So he's liking and saying, thanks for watching. Did not follow me back.
Well, why would he?
I don't know. I'm just a little. I followed him.
How many people is he following?
I don't,
because I think a lot of celebrities do that. They follow five people and that's it. And
I mean, listen, he's not Bill Gates or the Pope or something.
Well, maybe he only uses his social media for work stuff.
I posted a picture 20 minutes later. He had liked the fact that I posted the picture.
Well, that's good. Commenting.
Yeah, but he didn't friend me back, which means I'm never going to speak to him again. So,
okay.
I thought, once again, I had made a connection with a big rich person that's going to change my life, and This is not the case.
But no,
it's
okay. Sorry.
Listen, seriously, joking aside, I'm very grateful to be doing this. It means a lot to me. There's been a lot of people saying thanks for doing live local radio, because There's a lot of radio stations out there that are all canned and on tape. I mean, all the ones across the street, as a matter of fact.
Right. They don't live in the area, Anywhere near the area. They recorded it a week ago, and now they're playing it again. It's very generic.
So I really appreciate People saying that. It's very nice. Rochelle did go ahead and send a press release out.
I did.
And I've played off that I had no idea about this. And in fact, I wrote the press release and asked her to send it.
So of course
I didn't,
you did.
So I didn't look like a narcissistic jerk-off sending it out myself. So thank you also for doing that for me.
You're welcome. Hey, I made you a photo montage.
You did, and I didn't know you were doing that.
I did make that for you, and that was a surprise, and you were wondering why I was diving deep in all your pictures, and I could see in your face a little worry. I think you get nervous when I go on a deep dive on Facebook.
Yeah, because you'll look at a picture of us from 2017 and go, you remember what you said this afternoon? I was like, no, I don't know what I said. You're like, you made an obnoxious remark about how, you know, whatever, and then we start fighting about something that happened 6 years ago, Which is just stupid.
Well, not what happened.
Well, no,
it's not what I was doing.
It's very nice that you did that. It was even nicer that all these trade publications printed the whole thing and Printed the picture. It was very, very nice.
That you wrote for yourself.
I did
send it out.
So as not to look like a jerk. And here, I'm admitting now, I'm coming clean That I was behind this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need some credit for 30 years in the business, you know?
Well, I think you're getting a lot of credit.
No, it was very nice. Heard from some friends, so I do appreciate it. And speaking of the people that are all running tapes across the hall here, I got to figure that out. I saw an advertisement online that they already lost their director of programming over there at the Point Station.
The guy who just started?
He's been there about
a year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
His name is Kyle.
Okay.
And they've posted for a job. So my guess is that he's still on their website, but he must be out of a gig, or maybe they promoted him. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe he's the head ding dong over there now. I don't know.
Okay.
I should apply for that job. Stealth.
Why?
I don't know. Just to mess with them. Just screw up their whole hiring process.
Okay. Good luck with that.
We could Photoshop a picture of me and see if I can screw up their whole process there.
That's a weird thought, but
I'll run both stations, and I'll run that one real bad, and then
you could
guarantee success over here.
You don't have to live here to work there. That's their thing.
All you got
to
do is write a blog, and you're ready to go.
That's perfect.
Wear a wristband and write a blog.
There you go.
You fit right in. Although I don't know how anybody could run it any worse than I run it now, to tell you the truth.
Ouch.
It's amazing I've lasted 30 years, isn't it?
It really is.
I picture it. I show up over there. I got a fake mustache on. I was like, hello, I'm Bobby Ridges. They used to program a station in Erie. That'd be great. Screw up their whole deal.
Yeah.
Also, we have now posted, speaking of things you posted on the Robbie and Rochelle Facebook page, I have posted the preparation, the script I had ready to go had Joe Nolan not decided to cancel Bear or Share, Share or Bear this morning.
Share or Bear.
Share or Bear, yeah. Anyway, I use the hashtag hard work down the drain. It's up there right now on the Facebook page if you want to see, just to prove to Joe that yes, I did, after his baseless accusation, that I did prepare, even though we decided for the good of the listener not to do the feature this morning officially.
Yeah, well, you got to get listeners to do it, and you got to find a t-shirt or something to give away.
I think we can probably do that the next time, but I don't know if I want to do it next week. I don't know if I want to do it at all. I was just trying to make you happy, because that's what I care about is keeping you happy.
Right.
Which,
well, you failed miserably at that.
Which is some days is a tall task.
For the last two, three weeks now, actually, to be honest with you.
For 2-3 weeks?
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I understand today kidding. And the other day, but 2-3 weeks? What else
I'm
is
I'm just
going
kidding.
On?
First of all, you know this. I love being on this radio station.
I don't
I
know.
Love
No, I assume that you're going to quit every single day and go work with John Fox every day.
No, I'm not going to go work with you. Well, I mean, if he called me.
I really don't. I don't care for you at all today. I got to be honest.
There was enough money involved at the end there to shot.
Oh, sure.
But
listen, Joe, don't put it past him. Robbie's going to say the same thing.
You're going to see.
What was that dollar amount?
You'll see the dust cloud behind me.
Yeah. Like Scooby Doo.
But no, I don't see that happening. But anyway, it's all, you know, I mean, it's great being this. Honestly, and I've told you this, and I mean this. I absolutely mean this. This is the best music radio show in the area. No doubt. No doubt. And it's not, it has nothing to do with me. It's just the whole way this just goes. It's great. It's old radio. It's great.
Matter of fact, you called it PLJ Light the other day. That felt
good. It's PLJ Light, and I just love that.
I took that as an insult. I didn't care for that at all.
You take everything as an insult
because light implies that it's not the real thing. It's not as good, and we're trying.
Well, it isn't the real thing. Well, is Todd Pettengill or Scott Shannon sitting here?
No, and we're not trying.
No,
to
then
be.
It's not the right thing. It's not the real thing. It's different. It's light.
Well, it's supposed to be different.
It's supposed
though.
To be that's, different. That's we're not trying
exactly,
to rip anybody
yeah.
off.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, it's we can't help it because that's all we know.
Yeah.
Is PLJ and CBS FM. That's all we know.
Yeah,
and so the old CBS FM.
Joe'll be back there soon when he gets the big check, I'm sure. Screwing Robbie over. Listen to this. You want to talk about stressful? Do you see this story yesterday? 65 yes. passengers held on a flight at Newark Airport for more than 2 hours. There was an alleged threat that was called in the lavatory of the plane. It was a flight headed from Newark up to Burlington International Airport in Vermont. Heading up there to go see Bernie Sanders, I guess. No one injured. Investigators from the FBI boarded the plane. This was United Airlines Flight 3613. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
2 hours?
You get the 2-hour flight, then you get to sit there for 2 hours. They get the marshals on the not only stressful, but scary. Oh, it boy.
Is. Also, that flight is probably one of those little commuter jets.
Yeah.
So it's not like it would be
comfortable.
A 777 or something like that.
We have a problem in the bathroom on the way to Vermont.
Oh, man.
That was a Bernie Sanders impression.
No, I know. Yeah, it was good.
You didn't hear that back in the day on PLJ.
No.
All right.
No, just only here on PLJ Light. That's all.
Joe, I have to go home with him.
At some point, we have to wait. At some point, we got to wave the white flag because I'm getting real hostile now. He's digging at me on purpose and he knows
No, it's all fun. It's all good. It's all good.
Good morning, America. And every itty bitty little piece of the great Garden State and beyond. Welcome to Tuesday, March the 14th, 2023. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. 1071 The Boss, 99.7 FM, South Jersey. Anywhere on the free Boss app. South Jersey is where you want to be this morning.
Yeah.
North Jersey getting quite a bit of snow. And then the farther north you go up into New York State, a lot of snow. I guess there's a state of emergency in parts of New England and New York State. I texted my dad, who's up in the heart of New England.
Uh-huh.
Not a happy camper today.
Is he up looking outside yelling at the sky?
There used to be, and listen, Nick is a very sweet guy, but there used to be this weatherman growing up on TV up there that he'd curse. You know how some people watch a football game or there's a politician that comes on and they go, this guy, I can't stand.
Yeah.
This is how he felt about this weatherman. I'll never forget his name. His name was Gary Lay, which sounds like a porn star,
by
the way.
It does sound like a porn star.
Come to think of it, he was just not a friendly. He was one of those old school. Good evening, I'm a newscaster. He sounded like Ron Burgundy from the Anchorman movie, right? And he would come on TV and go, "Well, guess what? We have some snow." And he would have this. Guess you're going to be stuck watching our coverage because the snow's coming. He'd go, "That SOB," and he would just get so upset,
screaming at the TV.
Yeah. So that really hasn't changed. That guy has been retired, I guess, for a while now. But I remember that growing up that he'd get so upset. So now he just looks out the window and curses and mutters to himself. Because they're supposed to get about 4 to 8 inches of snow up there.
Oh, and they had snow already, right?
They've had like 3 of them right in a row.
Yeah.
They went the whole season now, 3 right in a row. And I'll tell you, I do worry about them because I know they hire a guy to come and plow.
Right.
But then my mother does not want people touching her car. So they go out there. I mean, my father's in his 80s, and he's out there taking the snow off the car. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Hire a kid to do that. Uh-huh. He's like, I would, but your mother doesn't want anyone touching the car. So who's going to do it? And he's going to go out there. I don't mean to bring up their business job, but my mother is going in for a hip replacement this fall. She scheduled it for the fall because I guess it's not urgent, but she's got some issues down there. So she's not going out in the snow. And he's going out there, and he hates it, and he's old. I mean, I think it's crazy. But
why are they cleaning up the car if they're not leaving? Are they going somewhere?
Because this is how they are. Like, if they have nowhere to go, they get up, get showered, dressed, they put on a tie, I mean, and then they sit there and read the paper and go nowhere all day. They're just, it's almost like they were born in the 1880s or something. They just makes it a little clearer as to why I'm the way I am.
Yeah.
You know, from whence I came, you know?
God bless them, though. You know, it's great.
Luckily, not that bad around here, I guess. So, but I'm sure all your little alarms are going off, Joe, because you're looking at the maps for the whole state, right?
Every stupid alarm in the place is God's gone off this morning.
Well, you knew
here, everything's all lit up, and I'm like, oh, come on.
Well, the Lenny Kravitz song is playing. I say to Joe, I go, we got 1 minute. He goes, calm yourself. I'm busy. I'll be right there.
I'm sitting here and I get the ding from Robbie. I'm like, oh, shut up.
I'm just making sure that you know what's going on because I know how busy you are with all the traffic and the National Weather Service and all that.
Yeah, it's not that bad, really, to be honest with you. Not at this point.
Right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. They say it is a holiday week, so a lot going on. If you have a community event, something fun you're doing around town, giving back to the neighborhood, let us know about it. Charity groups, businesses, charities, organizations. Mm-hmm. I think I covered them all. Text them in, 732-774-4444, Boss Text Connect. Just send us a link with all the info, so it's real easy to dispense it henceforth on the radio or to post it on our website. You can also contact us there, 1071theboss.com, or on the Facebook page that is at 1071theboss. So Friday, it'll be live, Bar A, St. Patrick's Day, starting at 6 a.m., Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on the road. We'll have a pair of Bruce Springsteen tickets. This will be for the Boss Party Suite at the Prue. April 14th is the show. Van Dusen doing another pair at Kelly's Tavern. That's St. Patty's Day live on the ride home starting at 3 o'clock. And then we'll do it again, a Bruce Ticket Blitz at Ashley in Eatontown. More on that coming up starting at 1 o'clock the afternoon on Saturday. So a lot of ways to win. Mm-hmm. You get a complete list of those when you click station events, 1071theboss.com. Tinton Falls Public Library Association 4th Annual Children's Fashion Show is going on Saturday, March 25th, starting at 2 at the Mahala F. Atchison School. If you'd like to be part of it, all the proceeds benefit the Tinton Falls Public Library. Check out the latest kids' fashions. There'll be a silent auction and a whole lot more. That's exactly what the kids want to do, is put on a little three-piece suit, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
TintonFallsLibrary.com for all the info. If you're Grayson, he does want to put on a three-piece suit.
He does. This is his new thing, his suit and tie. He wants the vest now.
Yeah, you got to make it a three-piece.
But he doesn't want the jacket yet, so we still don't have the jacket going on. Just the vest.
He wants to do the vest without the jacket.
He wants the vest with the tie and the button down, but no jacket.
And he looks like a stockbroker. I like that. I can't wait to see these spring school pictures. Chipotle Mexican Grill is hosting a fundraiser for the John P. Stevens Class of 2003 20-year reunion. That's going on this Saturday at Chipotle in Edison from 4 to 8. Some of the profits, will go toward the fundraiser. Mm. JPS Class of 2003 Reunion. You can email committee@gmail.com. I'm trying to understand this email address because it's not clear. Is this GPS Class of 2003 Reunion Committee at gmail.com?
That sounds like an email to me.
Or is it just committee@gmail.com? It's got to be the long one.
Yeah, I think it's the whole thing.
Because committee@gmail probably be too generic.
Yes.
GPS Class of 2003 Reunion Committee @gmail.com for the info if you want to be part of that.
Yes.
This Saturday night. And Lenoka Harbor EMS Annual Breakfast with the Easter Bunny. All right. That's happening Saturday, March 26th, 8 to noon. All are invited to hop on over. They're at 305 Manchester Avenue. Delicious food. Your ticket includes breakfast and pictures with the bunny. Lenoka Harbor EMS on Facebook for all the details. And you know, this might be one of the bunny's helpers, and you know he's a good bunny helper if he's got the pocket watch.
That's true.
And the vest.
And the vest.
A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Welcome to Tuesday. That must mean it's time for the Food File. Excellent. It's Food File. That $40,000 addition to our control board here.
So expensive.
We're going to be able to do that as we talk about these stories trending about food, drink, of all variety, especially on a holiday week like this, St. Patty's week, I'm sure. Unless this is a rerun, in which case it might be Easter. I don't know.
That's true. Maybe Christmas.
That's,
you never know.
It might be Christmas. We've done a really poor job editing a rerun.
Yeah.
If this is Christmas week.
Uh-huh.
Tis the season. It's only funny because it's so possible.
We have no producer.
But all the budget on the button here. Uh-huh. Stories trending about food, drink, and beverages. You ready for these? This is the food file.
I'm ready.
Hidden Valley has announced their new ranch dressing. A lot of people have very strong opinions about this. Ranch dressing ice cream. It's a limited time thing. You only have 2 months to try it. They're selling it now at Walmart and other select retailers with Van Leeuwen ice cream.
Yeah.
They say it's a savory flavor of ranch, added buttermilk, flavorful herbs, and a touch of sweetness. It has about a 70% satisfaction rating on Yelp.
Moderately interested.
Because you love ranch.
I love ranch. I like it cold.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have had bacon ice cream.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, it's pretty good. It's salty.
Was it just bacon-flavored ice cream?
Yeah, it kind of tastes like sea salt ice cream. It's pretty good. So I have to imagine that they know what they're doing here, and they're adding just enough sweetness.
I can't imagine putting it on a cone, though, and just licking it. I love ranch, and I'll put ranch on just about anything.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine eating a big bowl of ranch ice cream.
I can imagine you eating a big bowl of ranch.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you can have a big bowl of ranch ice cream.
Well, because I usually have a cucumber or something to scoop it with. I'm not just eating it with a spoon. I don't know.
We'll cut up some carrots for you if you want to stick those in your bowl of ice cream.
It sounds weird, but I'd probably at least try that one.
This is exciting. If you're a Disney fan like me, you like going to the amusement park, Dole Whip is going to be available at grocery stores. This is something that started at Disney years and years ago. Dole is a sponsor, I guess, at one of their attractions or something. And they make this...
It's a pineapple swirl.
Yeah, like a frozen swirl.
Oh, it's so good.
Pineapple, mango, and strawberry are the three flavors. They say if it's successful, they could expand from there because they get all kinds of flavors if you go to the park. So why spend $200 a person to go ride It's a Small World after all? All you got to do is stop by 7-Eleven, pick yourself up some Dole Whip mango pineapple. That sounds great.
When you get it in Disney, it's made fresh. So they have the pineapple and the fruit. They grind it up and they mix it right there. So I'm just not sure how it'll be pre-packaged.
Fine, then you go stand in line, put on your Mickey Mouse ears and have it there. You pay for the $7,000 flight to California.
I'm just wondering how much it will actually taste like the park Dole Whip.
And unlike the park, at home, you can add a little vodka.
That's
or
true.
Or coconut rum or whatever you like.
A Dole Whip.
Or, hear me now, both.
Boozy Dole Whip sounds really good.
Sounds good right now, as a matter of fact. Speaking of alcohol here in the food file, Sunny Delight with booze now exists. They call it Sunny D Vodka Seltzer. A four-pack, just $10. They say they're the most cost-effective hard seltzer out there.
Mm-hmm.
95 calories, 4.5% alcohol. With 4.5%, I say why bother? Why bother?
Yeah, that doesn't seem
you need
like
to triple
much.
It, Sunny D. You need to triple it.
Package of Sunny D's like $1.20 for the container, so I can't... I'm sure cheap is good, but I wonder why it's only 4.5 if it's mixed with vodka.
I don't mean to dump on any brand, but I remember my grandmother used to stock this, and I had a cousin that was obsessed with Sunny D. He would never drink. She wanted us to have milk and orange juice and cereal and a full... Remember those commercials say part of a balanced breakfast?
Yeah,
my grandmother would make that for us when I was a kid. We'd go over there. He would only drink Sunny D, and I found it to be very...
It's too sweet. It's
very
not orange
sweet.
Juice. That's,
no.
It's not
got a weird
good.
Tang to it.
And it tastes cheap. It's cheap. It tastes cheap. It does not taste like orange juice. I don't know what
but
it
I'm
is.
But I'm sure it's improved with vodka. I'm just saying add some more vodka.
I just, again, vodka has more alcohol than 4.5%, so it must be like a malt liquor or something. That's I'm trying to analyze how you only get 4.5% with Sunny D mixed with vodka, because you're basically making a screwdriver, which has more vodka in it than that. I don't know.
Sunny D malt liquor, all you need is some ramen and you get the College Dorm Express.
Yes, the fishbowl.
Last week was National Cereal Day, and there's a new poll done. 11% of people say the best way to eat cereal is by pouring the milk in the bowl first. They say it's also a really good way of not eating too many carbs, because the more you fill the bowl, the less cereal you can put in there before it overflows. That sounds like a terrible idea to me. There's one way. I'll fight with you. There's one way to have cereal. You pour the cereal in the bowl, you fill it to just below the rim of the bowl, and then you put the milk in there, and when you can start to see the milk through the top of the cereal, no, not rise, like just when it comes above the cereal and you can see a little bubble there, that's when you stop pouring the milk. That's how you eat cereal. End of conversation.
I don't disagree with you at all. I really don't disagree with you. If you're putting the milk in first, how do you know how much to put in? Because what if you don't have enough?
Yeah.
Or I could see if you're someone who doesn't like your cereal to be soggy.
Sure.
So you put it in first so it doesn't get all your cereal soggy. How do you know how much to put in?
Although I will say this, I have seen people, I had a buddy of mine when I was a kid that used to eat the cereal with his hand and drink a glass of milk with it. Not a terrible idea, but he'd go through like a whole box of cereal.
Oh.
He'd sit there with the Cheerios by the handful like they were crackers.
Speaking of college, that's a very college thing to do because you have no clean bowls or spoons. You just eat everything with your hands.
Well, luck with the Sunny D, there was alcohol involved.
There you go.
This is crazy. Toblerone. Is it Toblerone or Tobler? Toblerone. Mm-hmm. Been a Swiss chocolate brand, as you know, for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And for the last 50-plus years, they have used the Matterhorn, the big mountain, as their logo. Well, Switzerland is forcing them to drop it because they have, for cost-cutting purposes, moved production from the original factory in Switzerland to Slovakia. They've said you are no longer a product of Switzerland.
You got to take it off?
So apparently they are not neutral all the time. They're a little upset. They want the Matterhorn off.
Wow, that's interesting.
Why don't you put a picture of vodka on your candy bar from Slovakia?
That's one of those candy bars that you always see and you wonder who buys it, because I've never seen anyone walk around. Or they have them at the airport all the time. Yeah. You see people grab them as a gift at the airport. I'm like, who are you buying
that? Let me tell you, see anybody at the airport going to Slovakia? Call the TSA. Because we got a problem. What are you doing going to Slovakia? What are you doing? All right, I think that's enough of that. Food file, excellent. Probably a terrorist. What are you doing going to Slovakia? That's my question. There's no reason to go there. Unless you're from there, there's no reason to go there. There's more to that
story. I'm sure it's a lovely place.
No, I'm sure it's just great. Yeah. It's barren, icy, and kind of like North Jersey this morning, you know?
Yeah, I tell you what, it depending on exactly where you are up that way, it can be pretty bad. Like up north, like way up north on 15 and 23 and up that way, you've got some snow on the side of the roadways. It's really not accumulating on the roads, on Route 15 a little bit as you get through like Sparta and places like that. But this way down here, nothing. I mean, everything is just wet at this point. The biggest problem with this storm, and I'm sure Nick has already told you this, is going to be the wind later on and coastal flooding and all that stuff. So
that was not the official report. That was
No.
I'm just making sure I'm clear on what we're doing here.
Conversation.
All right. Can we finish this meeting from earlier? Because I've prepared. This is my way of playing the share a bear game that you've been.
Right, but it's the wrong way to play it. So, I mean, I'm not going to put my signature on it. I was on the cover of Radio Contest Magazine.
And listen, I've been a subscriber since I was a kid to Radio Contest Player Magazine.
That's right. And it's very important to me that it's done the correct way.
Mm. Well, you know, Rochelle and I could just play without you.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Yeah, I've got some.
You need two people to play against each other. The winner gets a prize.
Why do we have to do a prize? Again, this is like that real or fake Florida thing. I just thought this would be fun because you.
No, it's not. It's nothing like that at all. It's a contest. It's where people call up and then you know, you go through the list of things and you do it really fast, rapid fire, boom, 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 boom. You get 30 seconds, and the one who gets the most right wins the T-shirt or the, you know, whatever they're giving away.
I understand that, and I remember how it was played, but I don't know why we can't change this up and have the two of you play against each other, and I get to play my little right-wrong buzzer sound effects, and we call it a day. It'd be kind of fun. Little throwback. Joe is happy. No,
Joe would be extremely unhappy.
Because it's just not this. There's tradition here we need to uphold.
Well, I All right, do what you want.
No, it's fine.
All parts I'm staying out of this. I'm going to be unhappy, but it's all right.
Listen, the last thing in the world I want to do is make you unhappy, believe me.
Well, it's been three or four times this week, actually, already. But,
wow.
Oh, we're going to get back into this now. We're going to get back into that whole thing now.
And it's only Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Technically, the first couple were last week, so I'm really only on two for this week.
I apologize. You're right.
I haven't quite met my quota for this week.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's just me being me and Robbie being Robbie, and you know.
I had nothing to do with anything. I don't know why I.
You guys are stressing me out.
Fine.
Well, because you should have stepped in and stopped it.
Well, I don't know. I can't do that. We talked about that.
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
It's about the planning committee for the blast off. That's what that's what he's all up in arms about. And I understand, but I mean,
I'm so lost.
There's no problem. I think he's imagining a problem, just like he's imagining a problem with the Sher Bear. It would go just fine. But let me bring something else up, and I mentioned this at the top of the show, and Joe, I'm curious what you think of this. I happen to see a posting, and I have confirmed they're looking for a new director of programming over there at the Point Station. Any thoughts on that? The guy's only been there for a year, and they're only looking for a new guy. Mm. I don't know what happened to the guy that's there. I don't know if he's been demoted or promoted or what the deal is, but they're looking for a new person. And I almost feel bad, like it's our fault because we rag on those guys so bad over there. I wonder if it's, you know, the poor guy get fired because they're like, well, you know, we need a guy that can beat up on that Joe Nolan. I don't know what happened.
Well, it's first of all, it's unfortunate anybody loses their gig.
I don't know that he lost his gig. I just know that they've posted the guy's job.
A pretty good clue if they've got a posting for the guy's job.
It could be that he's been promoted to the president of the company.
He's the chief. Yeah, maybe he's the chief guy now.
He's the chief goober. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I just know you definitely won't hear any of this on that point. So they're doing professional radio over there. And then what happens? That's the guy loses his gig. We're over here.
They're having their arguments not in front of people.
Yeah, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. And I'm part of the show.
But people love this. People love to hear us scream at each other. They love it.
It's over nothing. Usually nothing. I'm the one to toss till. You're being ridiculous.
Wow.
All of this is just silliness.
Yeah, it's just silliness.
Okay. Right. Love you, Joe.
All right. So let's...
Because I can't help myself. You want to see what I envision for a little Share Bear?
Without Joe.
Yeah, without him. That's right.
Sure.
Well, just so you get an idea, this is Share Bear. What great songs they were.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I love Share.
So I throw one out at you, and you just say, is it Bear or Share? You know? So
okay.
For example, so Mean... Mean.
Bear
is correct, yeah.
I've never met Cher. I don't know if she's mean.
Furry.
Bear.
Although you've never met Cher, so you don't know. Sunny.
Cher.
There you go. Claus.
Bear.
Yeah, see, you're doing just fine. Diva.
Cher.
Diva would be Cher, yeah. All fours.
Bear.
It is Bear, as far as we know. Tongue.
Bear.
No, that'd be Cher. Growl.
Bear.
Bear. Young cub.
Bear.
No, that's Cher. That'd definitely be Cher. Maybe this was a bad idea to try and play it my way.
Oh, is that because she's always hanging out with young guys?
Well, she's got a boyfriend right now who's 40 years younger than her. God bless her, but...
I guess I don't know enough about Cher, but I love Cher.
I really, 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 really hate to admit this, but Nolan was probably right. This is not the way to execute the game. When we kind of haphazardly do it this way. He's just looking for an excuse to go after me today.
I am impressed that you prepared. I could see you prepare. I know, I could see a big list. Look at you.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to text this to you. I want this posted. Just so people are listening, they know that there was preparation.
Because
that's quite an accusation for him to put out on the air that I'm not preparing the whole feature. I did prepare something.
You did prepare.
I wasn't just going to willy-nilly go into this.
Yeah.
Like I do most things we do here. And in life in general.
Yes.
There you go. A little mini Share Bear. Because we did tease it in the promo. So
yeah.
Time for hashtag mom. Confessions every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. I'm really sorry everyone has to sit through this just because Joe and I are...
Yeah, it's super awkward.
...feuding
so
with each other.
Thanks for that.
You really haven't said much of anything.
What am I going to say? I'm not going to get between you two.
You seem so uncomfortable.
I'm just going to leave the room. I am uncomfortable. I'm truly uncomfortable. You guys are like fighting.
Well, listen.
This is worse than you and I fighting.
Yeah, it doesn't usually bleed. There's just silence. When Rochelle gets quiet, you know, oh boy, it's bad.
It's true.
Joe and I just yell at each other and then it's over.
I don't like it.
Or maybe it won't be. I don't know. This has been a bad one. A little mad at each other.
Because they're a lot.
So I'm sorry to put you in this position and everybody else.
Yeah.
Hear from moms, grandmoms, sometimes from dads. Got a lot going on too. You know what it's like dealing with a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Or a teenager.
Or two grown men who are fighting with each other over nothing.
Over nothing. And then we share them on the radio just like this.
Waiting Whitney _ 2003 said, great for you if you have one of those cute toddlers like on Instagram who sobs with joy when they meet their younger sibling. Mine just tried to suffocate the baby with a pillow as she slept.
Wow. Cute.
Cute. Wow. Get some therapy. Joanna Waitley said, my six-year-old told me he's the main character of our family. I guess self-confidence isn't something he struggles with.
And like Lola sends her text to you, the favorite.
She does. That is like, exactly how she signs.
Where did you get
them.
That from?
Hudson's Mommy 19 said, if you're on the fence about getting your kid a cell phone, my mother-in-law has stopped calling me since my kid has one.
I don't know about the name Hudson for a kid. That's a goofball name.
Hudson? I don't hate that. I think that's kind of cute.
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. It sounds like a name from the Flintstones or something. Hudson. I don't know. I don't like it, but I'm sure he's...
Well, it's not your kids.
At least he's not trying to smother his sibling. I guess you got that going for you.
Right.
Text him in anytime, 732-774-4444. We always appreciate hearing from you, or you do it right on the socials with that hashtag. We search him out. Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
It's every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. I want to mention the School choir contest, chorale contest, a cappella group contest, still going on. 1071theboss.com. We haven't narrowed it down to a winner just yet. Along with our friends in the band Foreigner. Foreigner is playing a show with Loverboy. 1071 The Boss presents that show September 3rd, PNC Bank Arts Center. And they're looking for a school music program's choir, chorale, a cappella group to open up for Foreigner day of the show, plus receive $500 toward their school's music program, which is great.
That's awesome.
And a Bose PA system for when they perform, you know, to
amplify
professional performance. So
that's really neat.
If you are involved somehow with a school, whether you're a teacher, you got kids or grandkids in school, whatever the deal, enter. You got another week to do it. 1071theboss.com. Just click the link for the Foreigner Loverboy concert. Thought I'd mention that this morning. I got a text message from the Optimum people last night.
Oh, boy.
Those are people that provide our provide our cable. And they go, but be prepared for the storm. And then they, you click the link in the text message. It gives you all these, you know, as if there's going to be, I mean, God forbid, a horrible hurricane or a, you know, a blizzard of 78 situation. Yeah. And for most of us, certainly where we are, not really the case. But they get you all worked up. And, of course, in the back of my mind, I'm trying to go to sleep and I'm thinking about this. I'm like, well, is it just something they do to play cover my butt? Is it? Do they send it out to everybody? Is it, should I really be concerned? So I was, I guess I've been on edge since I got that yesterday. Because I'm like, if Optimum's worried, should I be worried? I mean, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't.
Well, as I'm sure Nick has been saying, the big thing later is going to be the wind. It's going to really crank up. And that is going to be what the issue is. And you're going to have coastal flooding. And I looked a little while ago, the high tide at Barnegat Inlet is at 9:50 this morning.
Yeah.
So, that'll be the first issue time. And then 10:02 tonight is the next one after that. So those are two times when you have to keep an eye on a lot of those roads that would normally flood along the coastline. And I'm just, looking for the current winds at Belmar Farmingdale Airport, 17.3 out of the west with gusts to almost 30 already.
Wow. Mm.
So 27.6 mile an hour gusts they've had there. So there you go.
You're not helping with my anxiety, but...
No, I think a lot of times they do just send those out to cover themselves because if your power does go out...
But why not the power company? Why the cable company? That's what I thought was strange about it, you know?
Well, because what else is on the telephone pole besides the power?
I know the cable thing is, but you think the power company would be first, not the cable. So I'm like, gosh, if the cable people are worried, then I'm really in trouble, you know?
I think honestly, people are worried about their Wi-Fi more than they are their power. There's a lot of people who are working from home.
That's true.
And you need to prepare for that. If you're not going to have any internet at home, if something's going to be wiped out, you need to make a plan because... If you're working remotely, that doesn't mean you're necessarily working in Jersey. You could be working in California, and they're like, well, sorry, you don't have Wi-Fi. Log on.
Yeah.
Listen to this story here. I got a New Jersey man, says he's from Howell, doesn't identify him, that has filed a petition with the Academy, you know, the people that did the Oscars the other night,
the Motion Picture
Academy. He says that they need to issue an apology. And now Mira Sorvino has tweeted about this online. Paul Sorvino and Tony Sirico, both well-known actors, both known for mob movies. And
yes.
Tony Sirico, the guy that played Polly Walnuts in The Sopranos, has a connection back here to the Great Garden State. Neither, both passed away in the last year. Neither were included in the In Memoriam montage the other night at the Oscars. And so there's an official petition that has been sent along to the Academy people about issuing an apology or redoing an online version of the video for the In Memoriam. And I think that's true, man. You forget somebody who is in a major show, a major movie, whatever. That's terrible, isn't it? You know? I feel bad for
her. I mean, Sirgau wasn't really a movie guy. He was more of a TV guy. At least that's what he was known for.
I guess that's fair, but I think he had like a little bit part in a couple of movies.
Oh, I'm sure he did. But Paul Sorvino, I mean, come on.
No, I mean, fairly big star. And again, a family of movie stars. Mira Sorvino, his daughter, also a big star. So you would think out of respect for the family, I could see why they'd want an apology or a re-edited video or something.
Well, this happens every single year. They forget big names. And Anne Heche wasn't in there either. Tom Sizemore wasn't
in
there.
What's that about?
I mean, none of them were included.
You think it's personal? Like they just don't like these people?
Absolutely.
Well, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Absolutely. Or, there's no doubt about it.
Or because a lot of these events are... They seem like that. We've talked about this before. You're going to go to the Academy Award. You got to be a part of the Academy. You got to pay to be in there. So maybe these people did not pay to be a part of the Academy, which is why they weren't nominated or why they weren't.
I think Paul Sorvino was nominated for an Oscar for Goodfellas back in the day.
I don't know.
That's terrible. But anyway, I hope they get
it. They're not paying for anything right now, even the Rothman bill.
Okay. Well, you make a good point. You know what I'm saying.
All right. That's fine. By the way, if you heard the promo yesterday about 7:10, we might try Cher Bear. We're not because Joe doesn't want to play today. So Sorry about that. It was going to be the first and only time we played.
We're not doing it because Robbie is doing it the completely wrong way. That's why we're not doing it.
All subjective.
So there'll be a day next week when we do it, when we're all set. We all got our ducks in a row. You just don't throw something as complicated and as incredibly wonderful as Share a Bear on the radio haphazardly. You got to do it the right way.
I disagree with your assessment, but perhaps Rochelle and I will play without you.
Wow. Well, that would be great. You need two people to play. You need three people to play, actually. So it would be awesome. That'd be great.
We're not going to do that. We will wait. I just, in case anyone was waiting for it, I figured I would mention that.
We'll do it soon. It's been a couple of days.
Been postponed like a football game.
That's right. Well, football games usually don't get postponed, but that's okay. If you're traveling out onto the northbound,
you can cut the tension with a knife in this room today.
So
you cut it with a knife. Rochelle is flush red.
Out like a baseball game. That might have been a little.
Yeah,
more
that might have been a better way to put it. You're right. Thanks a lot.
Play right. Pretty much anything.
Yeah. Fine, Rick Sklar. Thanks. So I was thinking we should make a little TikTok video out of this because there's this phenomenon where if I play a certain song, Rochelle cannot help but sing along to it. For example, she hears these simple little notes and she just cannot help herself. I do that all morning long, makes me laugh every single time.
I don't know why, it's dumb.
Watch, it'll happen again. Nothing? Nothing for this?
That's not one of them, is it?
I'm sorry. I meant to do the one that goes, Dearly Beloved.
Oh, yeah.
I screwed that up.
That's not one that my head goes to anything.
You do the Stevie Nicks one, too.
Which one?
Just like a white winged dove.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do them all. We should
make a TikTok video out of this and put this on our socials.
Nobody wants to hear me sing terribly to each of these songs.
Well, that's what's funny about it is just you can't help yourself. You're like, I'm not doing it. I got a little change in my pocket. That's so funny. You're like, that song's stupid.
It's just the lyric is weird to me. I don't know. That's why I like to make fun of it. I'm not saying it's a dumb song. I'm just saying.
It's a goofy party song. That's all.
I guess.
We're on all the socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. Also at 1071theboss.com. It's your podcast right there or wherever you get yours. We post one each and every day there's a show, there's a podcast. All right. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories that you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. Of course, we start at number five and count down today. Speaking of online, there is a guy, I've never heard of him. He runs a page called There I Ruined It. He made a montage of a bunch of different artists from Ariana Grande to Bob Marley to Hall & Oates to Michael Jackson to Nickelback, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, even the Beatles. They're all singing No, and he made a big montage.
Oh.
Calls this Ruin a Song.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, now there is a God because that is fantastic. And the next time someone asks me to join a Zoom call, I'm just going to send that back.
There you go. I love it.
Click this video for my answer. The There I Ruined It guy.
I'm going to follow him. That's fine.
We're going to get him on the show. That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Take stuff and ruins it. Mm-hmm. My kind of guy. Number four. Here's a Canadian who says his app unlocked and started another person's Tesla in a parking lot in Toronto.
Oh, no.
Gets picked up by the police like you're driving in a stolen car. He says, no, I opened my app and unlocked the car. I don't know how you don't realize you're in somebody else's car. I can see, I guess, the technical glitch. But how do you get in a car and drive away and not realize it's not your car? Don't you have any personal effects in the car?
Maybe not. Maybe it was new and he had nothing. I don't know. That's crazy.
Here he is explaining himself to local news.
I start driving it. I noticed there was crack on the windshield. Then I called my wife. What happened to the windshield? Next message was, you are driving the wrong Tesla car.
I mean, for the love of God.
Well, in his defense, it sounds like the Tesla is his wife's car, so he probably isn't paying attention to what's in the car anyway. But
he sounds like he works tech support anyway. Maybe he should have just checked out the app.
Rude.
Every time I've ever called tech support, I get that guy.
Okay, that's rude.
Sir, do you know why we pulled you over? No, I have no idea. Well, because you're driving somebody else's car. They are not pressing charges, by the way. They do believe it was an app.
I have actually gotten into the wrong car before.
Oh.
So just hitting unlock, thinking it was my car and walking in the door opening, sitting down and realizing not my car.
Well, there you go.
But I did realize it before I drove off.
You got into the car.
I sat in the car and I was like, this is not my car. The door just happened to be unlocked.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is in the car. That's an icky feeling, isn't it?
It was very scary. It was probably very violating for whoever's car was in.
Nope. This is not my car. Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Not my car. Bonus story for you. There's an elderly man from California who's able to survive almost a week in his car. Now, you know, they had those snowstorms first time in like 40 years out in California.
Yeah.
He gets stuck in the snowbank. Would his car be completely buried by snow? I mean, how did they not find him for a week? Luckily, he had just picked up some croissants at a bakery and had candy in his pocket. 81-year-old Jerry Jurich said he survived.
Oh, my gosh.
And the croissants in the car.
Wow.
This is his grandson talking about it to the news.
He didn't think the storm was going to be as bad as it was. As he left about 30 minutes from the house, I believe he slid off the road and got stuck on the side.
I can see how that could happen.
Oh,
but still, for
gosh.
A week? Nobody finds him for a week. I can see overnight, but good Lord.
I'm so glad he's okay. That's so scary.
He got some croissants in the car. That's not a bad night. You're by yourself, get the radio on, eating some croissants.
I guess, but he's probably pretty cold.
Could be worse.
Bingo.
Number three, of course, the Oscars were Sunday night. We also got the winners of the 2023 Razzies. These are the awards for the worst movies, worst performances. Tom Hanks won for worst makeup in the Elvis movie.
Okay.
Blonde won worst picture. That's the Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
Biopic that Netflix did.
Yeah.
Jared Leto for Morbius, the superhero movie. Worst actor. The members of the Academy won for worst job picking best picture because it should have been Top Gun, darn it. That was definitely everybody's favorite movie of 2022.
You're never going to get over that, are you?
It's okay.
It's all right.
I was happy for the people, Jamie Lee Curtis and the short top, whatever he was, from Goonies that won the best supporting actor. He seems like a very, very grateful, nice guy. But
yes.
I still think Top Gun was the best movie of the year.
Okay.
Although I have not seen the Everywhere, All the Time, Everything.
All the stuff in the
maybe I should see it and then I would have my mind changed. I'd be open to that.
I think that's a good idea.
Maybe that's a little something to do this weekend.
Okay.
Boy, I'm looking forward to it. Number two. Ticketmaster says they plan to be more transparent about the price of your ticket. They say they're hoping that customers will be less hostile toward fees if they can see exactly, quote, how the business works and what the fees are for. I'll tell you what the fees are for.
Yeah.
It's so Ticketmaster makes more money and the artists keep asking for more and Ticketmaster needs their cut. That's all that's going on here. They think that you want to see the concert bad enough, your kid wants to see Taylor Swift bad enough, you'll just pay it no matter what.
Well, some of them are just crazy, though. I mean, you can't, it's a $300 fee to use Ticketmaster. How else do I get my ticket?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Let's say you think you book yourself a nice hotel room at $89, and with the taxes, it's like $340.
Right. You're like, oh, that's not so bad. Oh, what?
We got a pillow fee.
Exactly.
You don't want a pillow.
Exactly.
You'd be all set. And number one, new study has found America's collective IQ might be dropping for the first time in over 100 years. They've measured this thing a number of times since 1920, and normally it goes up about 3 points per decade, but this decade they believe it will decrease for the first time since World War I. And all I can say is you're welcome, America, because if you're looking for mind-numbingly dumb, you've come to the right place.
That's awful, though. That's
come to the right place. We're dumber, and also the life expectancy has gone down. So
how do we change that? Can we go in the other direction?
Pretty soon, the dinosaurs are going to be wandering around again. Is that we're going back in time, back to being cavemen. Tuesday, world-famous celebrity birthday file. Olympic gold medal gymnast Simone Biles, 26 today. Steph Curry, 35. Taylor from the Hanson brothers, he's 40 today. He's the middle brother, by the way. His older brother, older than him. I always think of them, they're like forever 13. But
yeah.
It's probably why there's dumber people out there. Chris Klein from the American Pie movies.
Uh-huh.
Radio DJ Rick Dees in the morning.
Love it.
Friend of ours, very talented guy. He had that big hit song, too. Joe loves that song, the disco duck.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to make me play it. I know that. He's 73. Billy Crystal, Quincy Jones, Michael Caine, both turning 90 today.
Aww.
It is also Albert Einstein's birthday. How ironic is that? That we find out that America's gotten 3% stupider in the past decade on Albert Einstein's birthday. They just happened to release that study today.
What an awesome tribute.
It is also National Pi Day. That's PI, because today is March the 14th, as in 3.14. Yeah.
Yes. Very smart.
Mind-numbingly dumb, let me tell you. And happy 51st anniversary to our friends at Cosmopolitan Magazine when on that date, Burt Reynolds, at that time the biggest movie star in the world, appeared nude in the centerfold. Take a look at Burt right there. There he is.
He appeared nude on Cosmo?
Yeah, sure did.
Wow.
Google it. But not on a work computer.
I didn't know he was completely nude.
Completely nude. I don't know that you could actually see the... Just the
just
fur.
Gross.
Now that's, it had a mustache just like he had up top, you know?
Oh, gross.
Mustache up top, mustache on the bottom.
No.
You remember that, Joe? You probably...
So that was a big deal, remember?
Yeah, it was a sensation when it happened that he would do such a thing, because he was a big mainstream movie star, but...
Yeah, and you couldn't see anything.
No. but he's pretty naked. There's no doubt.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. But you couldn't, as I remember, you couldn't see anything.
Do you want me to play the Disco Duck song, a little bit of Disco Duck? For Rick Rick Deasy.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm the Disco Duck. Number one record.
Great song.
Disco Duck. You'll be singing it all day to yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't be a cluck. All right, you can just hear the radios turning off here.
Duck.
All around a great Garden State.
It is catchy. Man.
It is a catchy. It was a number
one song.
Number one song. You think about it. People like the Eagles and Queen and Paul McCartney putting out music. What's the number one record? It's Rick Deez and his cast of idiots singing Disco Duck.
Disco Duck.
He must have made a bajillion dollars on that song.
Had to have.
Because I know he did a concert tour about it and all of that. And you know, the other thing interesting about Rick Deez, now he's a DJ, and I call him a friend. I met the guy for about 2 seconds once years ago. But yeah. He also was one of the co-founders of what is now HGTV.
Really?
He's part of the Scripps Network Group. He had the idea to do, I guess his wife is into home and garden, all of that. So he's got to be a billionaire or something.
He's got a lot of money.
He's got big Rick Deez bucks.
Yeah, don't worry about him. He's fine.
Happy birthday, Rick Deez.
I remember one time I was at one of those, radio Uber lunches.
Yeah.
And, I was with Scott, and he comes over to Scott, and he says, "Hey, Scotty, how you doing?" And he looks at me, "Oh, and what's up?" And I was like, "How the heck do you know?" But that's so cool. Rick Deez knows me.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. He's probably not a big fan of Seacrest because he lost his gig when Seacrest came on. So I don't know what he's up to these days. But
yeah,
he's counting his money in the big vault.
Home Guard Network money. Yep, he's fine. Don't worry about it.
Also, happy Pi Day once again. There are several deals today if you're celebrating Pi Day. Joe, you know about this. The 3.14 Pi. So it's March the 14th. Papa John's, Blaze Pizza, Uno Pizzeria, all doing $3.14 pizzas, select pizzas. Pie and dessert, apple pie, that sort of thing, at certain Whole Foods bakery locations, $3.14. So if you're looking for something for lunch today, you got discount pie for Pi Day.
Love it.
You don't need to Rick Deez money to buy yourself some pie today.
No.
I love a theme.
$3.14, that's all you need.
And not bad, right?
No.
Just get a bunch of them and freeze them. Stock them up.
That's a smart idea.
You know what? That's a really good idea.
That's a thrifty idea, baby.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's what we poor people do.
That's right.
Freaks them.
We might do a radio show. We don't get the Rick Deez Disco Duck money.
No, there's no Rick Deez money around here.
No, sir.
Anyway, no, Rick is very wealthy. Yeah. He's got it. He's fine.
Notice I didn't invite Joe to play with us today because we're feuding. So let me go ahead and try this.
It's He Said.
What's this now?
She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Now, what the hell? What is this? I tried to send you over the preparation I had for the early morning share or bear. Won't share with you.
Huh? Why don't you just send me a screenshot?
I can do that because I wanted to show, unlike Joe's baseless accusation, I did prepare the bit for 7:10 earlier this morning. So we'll get that posted on the Robbie and Rochelle Facebook. You can use the Facebook. You can use the Text Connect, which, of course, is 732-774-4444. And with a press of the button, a touch of my soft fingertip, the phone lines are open.
Look at that.
They were busy earlier for those Eagle tickets.
Yeah.
If you were trying to win those, by the way, congrats again to Ryan from Woodbridge. He's the winner of those Eagle tickets for the Prudential Center. Phone lines open. It is time for He Said, She Said. And we were talking the other night because Rochelle is sitting in bed and sometimes, I don't know why, I guess just to be goofy, she has a tiara on her bedstand and she put it on.
Yeah.
And she says, I have a head perfect for a tiara.
I do.
And I said, just think about this. You're sitting in bed wearing a tiara that was a gift from your ex-husband's new fiance, who's a very nice lady. And it was very thoughtful that she gave you the, or at least she's been nice to me.
Is that right?
It's nice of her to send you the gift.
Yeah.
I don't know how that even came up, but she did. She sent this to you in the mail, and you put it on occasionally. And I said, I got to say, well, I guess it's the thought that counts. That's a strange gift. And this happens to people all the time. Strange gifts. The thought is there. Yeah. I guess the intent is probably fine, but that's a weird gift.
It was a weird gift. And even when I got it in the mail and I opened it and first of all, there was no card. And then I found the card and
she did send a card.
Well, it just had who it was from.
Oh, okay.
And so
that's a tag, not a card.
Right. So I was like, are you calling me a princess? What is this? Like, why are you sending me a tiara?
Yeah.
in the mail. And then I realized that we took Lola out to dinner, and she and I had a conversation about...
How you're a princess.
No. That sometimes you just need to wear a crown while you're vacuuming or something just to make yourself feel better. And I got it.
We're just little vixens. We need a she shed.
Right.
It's obnoxious.
That's not really me.
That's not both of you.
That's not me. It's not how I am.
No, you put that TR on around the house all the time, though.
Well, I just had...
Well, I called you out on it.
I know. But it was a weird gift to get in the mail, yeah. Especially because at first I had no idea why I was getting a tiara sent in the mail.
I'll give you a weird one that I got. Not that... Yeah. I got a weird one from our buddy Uncle Ross Britton. He and his wife did a vacation last fall to France, and he brings me back a Beatle poster in French. Now, I like the Beatles, and that was certainly a neat gift. It's not something I could get here, but that was strange. Like, first of all, Ross, you don't need to buy me a gift. It's all good.
Yeah.
But second of all, it's a poster in French. All right, I guess.
I mean, it was very thoughtful that he went to France.
It was very thoughtful. I'm not saying not. I'm just saying it was kind of a strange gift.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Sometimes the thought is there. The intent is nice. It's just out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't think to do that, you know?
Well,
I would have bought a snow globe, not a Beatles poster, but, you know, the thought is there.
No, it was very, very sweet. Definitely a nice
thought. But straight.
But you're right. It's kind of weird, I guess, to have a French poster hanging up on your wall when you don't speak French.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy that poster in French. All right. Strangest gift you've ever received. What was it? And what was the occasion? If you could add that in for us.
Yeah.
Call us, text us, Facebook us. Those are next. Again, the phone line's wide open, 732-774-4444. Drive safe the way you do it, though. Reminder, Michelle today will have tickets in, if you're listening at work, to The Cure. Well, she's sending you to the Australian Pink Floyd show, and you could be the business of the day.
Wow.
So if you wake up with us here, 107.1 The Boss, Robbie and Rochelle, make sure you keep the radio on all day for Michelle. She'll get going with a whole bunch of great tunes, too, starting about 10 o'clock this morning. Or he said.
She said.
It's just underway. What's the strangest gift that you have ever received? Stop and think about that for a second. You had a strange gift. Mm. Strangest gift you ever received. I found something. I was cleaning up an old pile of stuff the other day. I had a Christmas ornament that my sister gave me. And it's like a fat snowman wearing a pinstripe suit. He's got a cigar, stogie in his mouth. And the Christmas ornament says, Spacon.
That's semi-appropriate for you.
Which would be a word my people would say for someone who's kind of a goober, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a...
Hey, big spender. What? Look at you, fancy. You
know, I don't know that that's a strange gift from your sister to you. I think that at one time was your guys' relationship.
But it's kind of a strange thing to buy for anybody, I suppose. You know, most people buy a shirt or a bottle of wine.
It's a strange thing that was made. I'm surprised. I feel like she got that made. Yeah. I don't... Who was selling that?
there's places to go if you know where to look. You know what I'm saying? Strangest gift you ever received.
Text from 0278 said, a friend of the family brought an extra guest to our wedding, and they gave us two $25 JCPenney gift certificates.
Listen, 50 spotted JCP. That's a good day at the mall right there.
Okay. For a wedding gift, though, that's very strange.
If you don't know the people, I think 50 is a reasonable.
But the JCPenney? What?
But you'll be hating on JCPenney.
I love JCPenney, but I'm just saying.
Once you get through the 6-hour return line, JCPenney, you get some great deals, right? You buy yourself a toaster and a necklace.
Text from 5661 said, my mom gave me a chewed dog toy that she found in the parking lot because the character's hair reminded her of my hair in high school.
Now, that is a strange gift.
What?
I could see taking a picture of it on the ground and texting it to you, but to pick it up and bring it to you, that's weird.
That's so strange. And Trisha said, padded lingerie hangers from my grandmother when I was 12. 35 years later, it's still the strangest gift I have ever gotten.
I don't know that I was aware that there are special hangers for lingerie, like for a teddy. That's what we're talking about? They're special. Why does it have to be a special hanger?
Well, because they're kind of like a straight hanger so that because they just have the little dainty shoulder, you know, the straps.
Can't you hook that into the regular hanger?
No, because then they're usually silk, so they don't get the wrinkles.
Also, why are you hanging it up? You got a whole closet full of teddies? What are you...
Well, you know, again, it is a strange gift. They don't really make those anymore. You don't really do that, but it's... They have them. They're still a thing. But, yeah, I'm not going to hang my teddy in the closet.
You fold it up and put it in the drawer.
For Grayson to come and run in the closet and say, what's that?
Well, that too. But, I mean, just in general, I don't know why you'd be hanging them up. You get a closet
full of... Because they get wrinkled. If they're silk, they get wrinkled.
No, you're putting on
lingerie, nobody's worried about the wrinkles, okay? Nobody's focused on that.
Well, listen, those things are expensive. So if you spend 70, 80 bucks and you get it steamed, you don't want it to get all wrinkled. So I do understand hanging it, but getting a lingerie hanger from your grandmother when you're 12, little weird.
Let me tell you about the world here. help Nana stir the sauce.
Yeah, little
after you
strange.
Hang up your nightie.
Yes.
Strangest gift you've ever received. Also, you got several about the gift that you got, the tiara from your...
Four different texts that said, oh, she's being passive aggressive and calling you a princess. Absolutely.
This is from your ex's new person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's just like a...
I don't understand any of these people, to tell you the truth.
She's just like a nice person by nature, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she could just be completely fake. I'm not really sure. Mm. I don't really care.
Well, if most of them think passive aggressive, if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's probably a disco duck.
Yeah.
Strangest gift you've ever received, 732-774-4444. If you have an answer, you've been hesitating, call us. I don't mean to snub them because I know we've been bickering a lot today, like the stepbrothers we are. But congratulations to Joe Nolan. He celebrates his one-year bossiversary. Here with Robbie and Rochelle and Amari. It was 1 year ago today, March 14th, 2022, that he made his first official day reporting for us here on The Boss. And we love him. Also, we hate him, but we love him.
No, we don't.
A lot of text messages this morning on this. The Boss Text Connect is always 732-774-4444. Same number to call or text here in The Boss HQ. Also, get us on the Facebook machine. We're talking this morning about the strangest gift that you have ever received. Or maybe the strangest gift you've ever given.
Sure.
And what was the reason? What's the occasion? Give us a little backstory on it, if you can. Strange gifts.
Andy said, I received 4 pairs of odor eaters for my birthday 1 year. How humiliating.
Well, you probably needed them.
I guess it depends who you get that from. Yep. If it's from a buddy and he's trying to bust your chops or something.
Have you ever given a strange gift yourself? That you can think of?
Yeah, I once gave a coworker a bottle of Beano for his birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He also deserved it. I remember who this was.
We shared a small space.
A little office, right. A little cubicle.
And it was a needed gift, so I bought him a bottle of Beano.
That was the place where you and I first worked together. He was a farty son of a gun.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we'd just be sitting there working. Why?
And he was also the type to leave a pizza box, and he was messy,
gosh,
too.
He was messy. Yeah. But yes, that was probably a strange gift for me to give to especially a coworker, because it wasn't a joke. I was like, here you go.
Like, your Christmas present for me was your Botox this time around.
That's what I wanted, though.
I know.
But it is kind of a strange gift.
But it's kind of a strange gift. It's not what you
would think
of.
Especially if it's an unsolicited gift. If you give someone a gift certificate to Botox, that could be a little insulting.
Yeah.
Joanne said, I received a bouquet of flowers and a pineapple for my birthday.
The pineapple means you're a swinger, right?
Isn't I asked her. I said, was it upside down? Because it's an upside down pineapple.
Because pineapple can also be a sign of goodwill, I believe.
Right.
And companionship brotherhood, that kind of thing.
Right side up, that's what it means. But if it's handed to you upside down, it means something a little different.
Yeah. It means you, me, my husband, and your husband.
A text from 1501 said, the strangest gift I ever received was a stripper for my 21st birthday. Mind you, it wasn't that bad. It's just the location where the stripper showed up was my parents' house. Needless to say, Mom and Dad were not too happy.
Now, if that had happened to you, your mom wouldn't care, right? I don't think my mom would care if you had done that at your bachelor party. She wouldn't care.
If I had a male stripper show up at my house?
Yeah. Now, you might be uncomfortable, but I don't know that anybody would be offended. Just, you know.
I don't think my mom would have been offended. No, I don't think she would have let him in, though. She doesn't like strangers in her house. So that would
take your boombox and your oils and get the hell out of here.
You can do that in the yard or something, but you're not coming in here.
Do it in the backyard and then wash your hands, take off your shoes before you come in the house, Mr. Stripper. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
The strangest gift you've ever received. There's your he said. And again, we keep that going to the Boss Text Connect on Facebook all day today.